Environmental and farm workers groups are cheering this week's announcement by the Environmental Protection Agency that it plans to ban agricultural use of the pesticide chlorpyrifos. The EPA banned its use in homes 15 years ago. Now the agency acknowledges risks to drinking water from runoff as well as to agricultural workers and nearby residents exposed to pesticide drift. Patty Goldman is a managing attorney with the law firm Earth Justice.
It's been a long time coming, but it is the right thing to do. Chlorpyrifos is such a dangerous pesticide. It should be banned across the board. We hope EPA will hang tough and see this through to the end.
The EPA said it may allow some use in the future, but only if pesticide manufacturers offer meaningful mitigation plans. Dow AgroSciences, the primary manufacturer of chlorpyrifos, says it has been extensively studied, is approved for use in 88 countries, and degrades quickly enough to have what the company terms a negligible effect on runoff. Meanwhile, on Wednesday, the state of California also announced restrictions on the chemical's use. Margaret Reeves, senior scientist with the Pesticide Action Network, thinks a complete ban is necessary to protect rural communities.
California's Department of Pesticide Regulation is finally stepping up to the plate, but those restrictions are very small, voluntary, and not enough.
Chlorpyrifos is widely used in California, particularly on almond, walnut, orange, and alfalfa crops. Studies have linked the chemical to such health conditions as ADHD, reduced IQ, and poor cognitive development. For California News Service, I'm Suzanne Potter.